Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. This is Manjusha and Fan Guang from OneNote team. Today, we're very excited to announce the OneNote REST APIs on Microsoft Graph, a gateway to integrate OneNote with other Office 365 and Azure services in Microsoft Graph. Before we jump into the details of OneNote APIs on Microsoft Graph, I'd like to give you a quick overview of the OneNote extensibility. OneNote supports three extensibility technologies. The first one is OneNote REST APIs on Graph, which allows developers to programmatically capture or retrieve content to and from OneNote without having the OneNote client installed on their computer or involved into the process. OneNote also supports programmatically insert the web content to the OneNote canvas, as well as customize the OneNote client functionality through the Office editing extensibility. Today, we're going to focus on the number one, which is capture and retrieve notes to and from OneNote through the Graph API. One of the benefits of using the Graph API is a converged authentication. Modern applications require user to sign in to provide personalized experiences. Microsoft supports two identity systems, Microsoft account, as well as Azure Active Directory account. Converged authentication gives your application a way to use the same authentication endpoint as well as the same SDK and code to retrieve the token and use the token. The second advantage is if your application needs to call APIs across Microsoft product and services, graph.microsoft.com provides you a single endpoint that your application can get all the access to those APIs. OneNote APIs on Graph is quite powerful. It supports to create a notebook, traverse the notebook hierarchies, and retrieve captured content and notes to a OneNote page, no matter where the notebook is stored at. It could be on OneDrive or OneDrive for Business. We already have a set of APIs in beta before, so if your application already using those APIs, we'd highly encourage you to migrate to V1 version of it and using them from the Microsoft Graph. So now we'd like to give you a quick demo of application which helps user to capture their Outlook email to OneNote for archive purpose. This application will use both Outlook APIs as well as OneNote APIs on Graph, and you will see how concise and consistent your code could be by using these APIs from Graph. Manjusha, can we start the demo?
Sure. I'm going to use a sample app that we have here on the GitHub. So here I have the converged auth endpoint that I'm going to use for both MSA as well as work or Azure Active Directory accounts. Next, I have these scopes defined for our demo scenario. And this is the Graph endpoint that we are going to use to talk to OneNote as well as Outlook. So let's run the app. It gives me a sign-in link. I'm going to click on it and sign in with my MSA account. Here I see a list of links for the different requests I'm going to make. The first one is the Get Messages request that will retrieve emails from my Outlook inbox. Let's take a look what the request URL looks like. It's this Graph endpoint appended by the Messages segment. Before I make the request, let's take a look at my Outlook inbox. I have this email with this nice HTML content, Get Started with OneNote. Let's say I want to archive this content to my OneNote notebook in OneDrive. So I'm going to click on the Get Messages. And in the response, I get back the email that we just saw. We also have a content property that contains the email HTML content. I have copied this entire HTML content to be used in the request body for our post pages request later. Next, let's try to retrieve my OneNote notebooks from OneDrive. Before we do that, let's take a look at my OneDrive. This is my OneDrive, and I have one notebook called Personal Notebook 1, which has an empty section in it. So let's issue a request to the Get Notebooks endpoint. Before that, let's take a look at the request URL. It's this graph endpoint appended by OneNote segment, appended by the notebook segment. I also have a filter expand equals sections, which will enable to retrieve sections within the notebooks in the same response. So I'll click on the link and I get back the response, which has the notebook that we just saw. And since I also have the filter on expand sections, it also gives me the empty section. Since we are going to create our new page in this section, I have copied the section ID to be used in the post page request. Now we are ready to issue our post pages request. I clicked on the post pages link and I get the response 201, which means the page has been created. Also, there is a links property in the response, which points me to the page URL. And I can see it has been created in my OneDrive indeed. Let's see how the page looks like. So I'll refresh my notebook. And I get a new page with the email content that we wanted to archive. Isn't that great?
Yeah, this is awesome. As you can see, the application actually working pretty well. If I sign in with MSA account, as a developer, how do I extend the scenario to the AAD? What are the necessary code I need to make to make it working in that environment?
There is absolutely no code change required. Let me show you how the same code will work with my work or Azure Active Directory account. Let's go back to my running app. I'll click on the logout to log me out of my Microsoft account and then sign in with my work or Azure Active Directory account. Here I see the same list of links again. Let's say I want to retrieve my notebooks, this time from my OneDrive for Business. Before we do that, let's take a look at my OneDrive for Business. This is my OneDrive for Business, and I have a notebook called OneDrive for Business Notebook 1. Let's issue the request to get notebooks. And I get a response, which has the notebook that we just saw. It also has a links property that points me to the notebook URL. And we can see that it indeed points to my OneDrive for Business notebook. So as I mentioned before, using the same graph endpoint, a single set of scopes, and a single converged auth endpoint, we were able to successfully retrieve user tokens for both MSA as well as work or Azure Active Directory accounts, and use these tokens to talk to Outlook as well as OneNote. without any code change. At this point, I would like to mention a few naming updates that we have made. Here we have updated the notes segment to OneNote in all of our URLs. We also have few property updates that we have made to align with the broader Microsoft Graph naming in order to move from beta to V1. For example, we updated the property created time to created date time, the name property to display name, the created by identity to created by, the last modified by identity to last modified by, and last modified time to last modified date time.
This is great. I love how simple it is to write an application covers both MSA and AAD. Just to quick recap, today we'll release the OneNote REST APIs on Microsoft Graph as V1. There's some naming changes to align with the Microsoft Graph naming conventions. There's also sets of new properties being added to the API. We also support converged authentications, so your application can use the single authentication URL for both MSA and AAD. We also support common scoped strings for the permissions, as well as the single SDK and object model to retrieve the token and use the token. We also added two new functions for this V1 release. The first one allows developer to retrieve an image version of the page preview. So if you're building an application that you need to preview a notebook or show the customized navigation hierarchies, you can use this API to display the page even without to retrieve the page HTML content. We also added the second API, which is recent notebook, to allow you to retrieve a recent used notebook list from the user. Manjusha, can we show you? The developers how these two APIs working?
Sure. Let's go back to my running app. And here I go back to my list of links. At the bottom, I have these two new functions, preview and get recent notebooks. Before we issue a request to the preview function, let's take a look at the page that we want to retrieve the preview for. Going back to my OneDrive for Business notebook, here I have a page called Page for Preview, which has some text in it. Now let's issue the preview request. This gives me back a response which has a preview text of the page that we just saw. And if there is any image in the page, this also gives me a public link to the image. So using this preview API, we can combine it with our OneNote Search Pages API to build a search experience with the page preview images. Now let's take a look at the Get Recent Notebooks function. This function talks to the Microsoft most recently used MRU service and gives me back my recent notebooks. So in the response, I not only get back my OneDrive for Business notebook, but also a shared notebook that I had accessed recently. These notebooks are sorted by their last accessed time. This Get Recent Notebooks API can be used to display a user's recently accessed notebook list. For example, on my Office 365 landing page, I see a list of recent documents. This is the same list that we saw in the response just now.
This is great. This means that as a developer, you can programmatically retrieve the same notebook list that shows up on the Office 365 front page.
Correct.
Which is awesome. And just to let you know that this is V1 release of the APIs, OneNote APIs on the Microsoft Graph. We will continue to add the new APIs. So do keep following the channel shows up on the screen to get the newest updates from us. Here, we'd like to call to your actions. Start building your own application targeting OneNote API from Microsoft Graph. And using the newest provided convergent authentication mechanism to cover both Microsoft account and Azure Active Directory easily. Happy coding, and thank you so much.
Thank you.